Proclamation number 5939 of 23rd of April, 1954. Decision for the right Lord. Whom you give yourselves to, you will also be given to, for two masters fight for your will, for your devotion to themselves, and you decide this fight for yourselves. You will not be forced to belong to one master or the other. You can freely choose and decide in favor of one or the other. But depending on this decision, you will also receive goods. Depending on this decision, you determine your fate in eternity. Each of the two lords gives you what he himself possesses, and this possession is very different. It differs completely from each other, just as his lords are completely opposite. And since you now have to decide between the two, you must also become acquainted with them. For only then can you be held responsible for the right or wrong decision. But it is extremely difficult to give you full understanding for explanations for which no evidence can be produced, which only your own feeling can affirm if you are serious about receiving a correct explanation. For you can only be instructed through speeches, but you have to create the evidence for yourselves by paying attention to the speech and carrying out what is required of you precisely through that speech. You must hear the word of God and live accordingly. God, as the one Lord, enlightens you through his word about the battle between him and his adversary. He also gives you an account of the adversary's nature as well as his own nature, which is love, and constantly courts your love. He promises you spiritual goods which are everlasting. But his promises you must believe. The truth of this cannot be proven to you as long as you stay on earth, because you have to decide for your Lord of your own free will. God's adversary also seeks to win you over. He promises you earthly goods, he entices you in the world and through the world. And his goods are tangible and visible to you. They need not be proven to you, and therefore you also stretch out your hands for those goods and thus, as it were, choose your Lord already during earthly life despite the divine word which warns you of him and admonishes you to make the right decision, which admonishes you to strive for spiritual goods which alone are of value and remain, whereas his adversary's goods perish as your Buddha perishes. But it is up to your free will to choose the Lord, but your fate in eternity also corresponds to this choice. God's possessions are immeasurable and therefore he can also distribute without limitation, and you can receive without limitation if you acknowledge him as your Lord and devote yourselves to him of your own free will. His adversary, however, possesses nothing. And thus the most bitter poverty and darkness is the fate of the one who has chosen him as his Lord. And God wants to avert this dreadful fate from you, and therefore he repeatedly comes close to you in his word. He only requires faith in his power and glory and his unlimited love from you humans, which wants you to share his power and glory. He meets you in the word, but his word is a revelation of himself, which can also become evidence in you if you only live according to his word. You yourselves decide the battle between him and his adversary. Therefore listen to him when he comes to you in the word, so that you may decide correctly, so that you may give yourselves to him, whose kingdom is light and power and glory. Amen.